Oh my God.
You're listening to Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Double B Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Betsy Bell. I'm here for some humor. I needed to have a laugh today. I've been feeling like the damsel of doom lately with all that's going on around us. And we will get to that, but before we do, we have to take a humor break. Friday night, I was watching Jesse Waters. He is a favorite of mine. I haven't watched him in several years. Why? Because I was mad at Fox for firing Tucker Carlson. He is my favorite. I still am. However, I don't want to take it out on Jesse because that's what a Democrat would do. And I'm not a Dem. Lately, I've not been a Republican either. I hate the idea of a uniparty, but that's the way it is today. Oh, you know, we'll come back to that. You can't have a discussion without realizing there's only one school of thought. Don't deviate. You'll get in trouble. I found out that Jean-Pierre, oh my God, I love that name. It just doesn't fit a lesbian woman who is press secretary for Joe Biden. I found out on Friday night that the White House doesn't like her either. They would love to get rid of her. Why would they do that? She checks all the boxes of DEI. Careful what you wish for. You could use a pronoun. She knows how. She's black, a lesbian. Oh, I see. What kind of press secretary is she? She does what she's told. She reads from a binder. Nope, that isn't it. She can't lie. Oh, no. When she does, she has a big tell. Her eyelids start to flutter. Have you ever noticed that? She can't look at the camera and lie. Oops. Gotta get rid of her. Dems don't have a problem with lying. They live for it. But Jean-Pierre isn't getting away with it anymore. The press pool is on to her. Hardy foul. Can't have that. I heard this story also about Helle. Helle, yes, that is her name. I thought she lived up to her name. She is a vampire. Very weird looking woman. Red rouge eyes and big eye teeth. She was telling Jesse that now that Biden is banning TikTok, that she won't be able to be seen online anymore. Because, as she said so correctly, TikTok is not monitored. It doesn't have shadows that lurk behind the content to stuff it down a thread somewhere. Unlike if you were on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you are shadowed. The shadow knows. And those were her words. Welcome to the Bill of Rights and free speech brought to you by the Chinese Communist Party. She has become quite the star on TikTok. But that would not have happened on the other platforms I just named. I am not a lone wolf lunatic in the state of Nevada trying to get attention to my podcast. You might not be interested in my offering, but then, sorry, you don't get a say in what you're allowed to consume, especially if it's my podcast. Just as there is a Uniparty, which stands for United, there is a Unithought. Did you get that? Unithought. And don't repeat. Don't stray from the party talking points. Watch TV. That's where you will get all the words you need to say. Thanks, Joe. You did that for me, man. Joe Biden is a one-man wrecking ball of free speech. Look it up, man. Okay, this is funny. You guys, this is really funny. Poor Adam Schiff. The king has no clothes. I think I have lived in Las Vegas too long. Because I remember when I moved here, all the hotels had shift bosses in the casinos. They would walk around the casino floor and they wore really high-end suits. I mean, they were something else. They used to have a joke that pit bosses wore $3,000 suits but no underwear. Oh, okay, Vegas humor. Pretty bad, isn't it? You had to be there. Schiff went to a fundraiser in the city of San Francisco, his hometown. Before that, they had broken into his car and stole his luggage. Sam Britton, a transgender male, former Department of Energy official, had stolen luggage from Harry Reid International Airport. But he was not in San Francisco the day that Schiff lost his luggage. So police quickly ruled him out. I guess people in San Francisco steal a lot from cars. They would only do it from me once. If I had a stopover, my luggage would be filled with dirty laundry. Ew. I come home and go straight to the washing machine. Schiff would have bought a new suit, but there aren't any retailers left in San Francisco. They all found a new home to do business in. Welcome to the land of business as usual. You can't do any. I needed some humor today. I hope you can see it through the maze of insanity that we live in. But we aren't without hope. If you can laugh at it, you will be doomed. If you can't laugh at it, you will be doomed to wallow in it. Moving on, I have some pictures in my next part of the show. They are the kind that I'm going to paint for you. Stay put. You want to have your say, and I'm going to show you how. Don't go away.
Oh my God.
You're listening to Renegade Talk Radio.
Back in our seats at the Double B Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada, and on Renegade Talk Radio, this is Betsy Bell. And Renegade Nation, do we have some information for you? So sit tight. Do not be afraid. So yesterday I was looking at the newspaper, hoping that I would get news. But instead I was looking at the viewpoint section. I don't think that points of view are worthwhile. However, I ran across this and could not stop myself. Mad Dog Red was hysterical. Biden is weak, but the GOP is embarrassing itself. This obviously is an opinion piece. I know what they say about opinions. I got it. But this comes from Carl Golden. Maybe he should have taken the advice of Silence is Golden. But libs think that everyone agrees with them. Why don't we conservatives think that? Because we're stupid. Carl writes for the Kegel Cartoons newspaper syndicate. Now that's embarrassing. He writes, inexplicably, the GOP has chosen to ignore underline, ignore. What is clear to even the most casual observer, a vulnerable incumbent president, weighed down by questions about his age and mental fitness, whose first term record is a rationale for denying him a second. So who are they speaking of? You know. Now, if I put Dems in this sentence, where GOP is, can you hear it? Let me repeat it. Inexplicably, the Dems have chosen to ignore, underline ignore, what is clear to even the most casual observer, a vulnerable incumbent president weighed down by questions about his age and mental fitness, whose first term record is a rationale for denying him a second. Isn't that interesting? Let me explain it to you this way. Have you ever heard a Dem say they are embarrassed by Joe Biden? Have you? They will cover for him, up one side and down another. He's fine, great speech, Joe. They look into the camera and lie straight to your face. That's what they think of you. Republicans in the House want to get rid of Mike Johnson because he did not do what he had promised to do. So instead of moving on and following the party line, they want a new speaker. The Republican Party won't follow a party line and salute. That's embarrassing. That's shameful. This is what Golden was saying. That it's embarrassing. He should be embarrassed. Republicans are equal opportunity impeachers. They don't have to look for a crime. When one presents itself, they know what to do. They made an agreement with Johnson. He did not live up to it. So if Johnson was a Dem, they would deny, duck, and cover him. Maybe Johnson should just change parties. When companies hire an employee, they give them a job description. After they have interviewed their prospects, they pick the one most suitable for the job. If the employee doesn't do the job or has problems performing the work, does the company keep them employed? Exactly. They fire them. Government is not in the business of firing. As a matter of fact, government is in the business of running an old folks home. But that isn't the worst thing. We aren't in the business of looking at resumes either. Have you ever seen a resume of a politician? This is how it reads. Black, Asian, Hispanic. Two languages, maybe. Make sure the bills are written in English and in Spanish. Complete knowledge of pronouns. Prior gender neutral surgeries available upon request. Marital status not in question. Law degree and other pedigrees on full display. Able to follow orders with a single command. Any other questions? Speak to my lawyer. Do you believe this? We don't know anything about these people. These are the people that you hand your futures over to. I really hope, and I think, that we base it on their package. At least we could decide it on how they look. But look at them. I just had a brain freeze. That really hurt. The Democrat majority at the Federal Communications Commission voted on Thursday to restore the Obama-era net neutrality rules. This is what they really mean when they say misinformation. If your lawmakers control what you see on the internet, and they do, what can we be sure of being able to consume? Only the shadow knows. That's the problem. Progressives and Democrats lost their minds when the FCC repealed the Net Neutrality Act under Trump, predicting the end of the internet as we know it, and a variety of other disasters. As Breitbart News predicted at the time, none of these doom-laden predictions came true. And in fact, broadband speeds across the country improved. While net neutrality wants to ensure that internet service providers cannot block or throttle websites, Google actually blocked some. California news outlets. They blocked some California news outlets' content while fighting California over a state bill to make big tech giants pay online publishers. So they were looking out for the little guy. This raises questions over if big tech platforms such as Google or internet service providers such as Verizon stifle free expression on the internet. We are not free to express ourselves in any fashion. I know. You say I'm a nut job. I say it's easier to log into porn on the net than it is to find how can this happen. Next, we're going to do a deep dive into the deep meaning behind the deep state and how deep this is going to go for you. So don't give up your seat. We'll be right back.
Oh my God.
You're listening to Renegade Talk Radio.
We are back at the Double B Studios. I'm so glad you decided to hang in there with me. This segment of the show is about how this is affecting you today. And also, Renegade Nation, I want you to know we are not without hope. We are able to expose the deep state because after Trump got elected, Congress investigated some deep staters, like, for example, the FBI official Peter Strzok and former FBI lawyer Lisa Page. They had an affair, and Strzok said in a text to Page that they had insurance against Trump getting elected president. No, it wasn't fraud. I think Strzok needs to get his money back. Obviously, the insurance didn't work. Republicans don't have spies because we are too stupid. We think everyone is dealing from the top of the deck. Yeah. Sorry, a little Vegas humor again. First and foremost, why hash out this old history? We need to set the table for you. I know you're smart. Hang in. This is how we got here and where we are today. If you push people into a corner, you have to be willing to break some limbs when they try to get out. We are seeing it all around the world today. Students moved their encampment at Columbia University from the east side of the South Lawn to the west side of the lawn, where the encampment has been ever since. As of April 26th, negotiations between the university and student representatives remain ongoing. Early in the morning of April 24th, the university and encampment negotiators extended negotiations by 48 hours after organizers agreed to four commitments. Never mind. Pesky details. They continue to refer to this insurrection as being perpetrated by students. They are not. They are mixtures of radical agitators and some students and professors who need to be removed from these universities. Really? They're tenured? I'm painting this with a broad brush, that these insurrections are all the same. If you watch it from 10,000 feet instead of on the ground, this is what you will see. You will see old people, people carrying some flags and the same signs, people wearing the same scarves. I have ranted on this before. Friday night, I saw two students, and yes, they were Jewish from USC. Yes, they said they were afraid. I can't imagine. The question was then asked, who was in the crowd? They said the crowd was full of old people and that people did not go to school at USC. They did not recognize them as students. The students also said that more than half the crowd was made up of these non-students. You can be sure these are not the questions that are being asked on mainstream media. Because why would you want to know that? If you knew who these people were, would you still be afraid? Think. Jill Stein, a candidate for president, are you kidding me? She is still running? Talk about old news. She was saying Sunday night that she attended a protest and that the police pushed her by the handlebars on her bike. She said she fell on her back. And that the police were assaulting her. She looked fine in the interview, just like Biden. The reporter offered her kind support. How scary. She never once asked her, what did the police say to you? Did they ask you to leave? Why would you want to know that? Did they say that everyone must clear the area? Not one question. What I want to know is, what the hell was Stein doing at a damn student protest? Now, this is cynical. But why, can I ask, would she be protesting? Is she anti-Jew? Did she get paid? All of these people are paid. It is a fact and has been traced to funding from George Soros. I know, he's Jewish. He obviously wants to see America burn. He has also been traced to all of these rogue DAs across the United States. He funded the Occupy Wall Street movement. But that wasn't told to you either. You couldn't handle it then. All of the movements, BLM and George Floyd, can be traced to funding and well-funded. You don't have to take my word for it. So let me pose this to you very succinctly. What if all of this is planned and orchestrated to first get you to hate Israel, get you to patronize Hamas, get you to hate the police, get you to be afraid to go to the grocery store, or to drive people into total depression and suicide? Yeah, I said it. The only assault that America is under is that of hatred and evil. They want you to believe they are the majority. They want you to stay in your lane and your home and don't come out. just like in the pandemic. This is today's pandemic. They are counting on you to be afraid. One of the main jobs of government is to keep citizens safe. How is your government working for you right now? They aren't lifting a hand to help you stay safe. Crime, homelessness, criminals crossing the border. They aren't lifting a hand. Why not? They want you to stay afraid. If the chaos continues, they can shut the country down and declare martial law. Then what? Don't give in to their fear-mongering. We have options. Keep this in mind. Our faith is not in government. No wonder people would resort to killing themselves all over the place. Our faith is in our Creator. He will guide you. Stay safe. Watch your six. And I will return. And no, George Soros did not offer me any funding.